Okay, let's get moving. We have a lot of things on the menu for you this hour. It's our Wednesday night program with Jeff and Erica here to try to help all of us understand what's going on around us 25 hours a day. This has been many years in the planning, as you heard from Dr. Robert Malone. They've been gaming this whole bioweapon attack on humankind for over 20 years now in many countries around the world. So take the man at his word. We've been saying that here as well for a long time. Erica, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. Did you have a good dinner tonight? Nice day today?
Reasonably so for January.
20
Northeast.
Below in the Northeast?
Uh-huh. No, it warmed up a little bit. I think it hit 20 today.
Oh, all right. Very good. What I want to start out with is this whole operation. And it is an op. It's a psyop. But beyond that, it's an extermination, genocide psyop. People are dying right now as I speak these words. They're dying in hospitals, at home. They're dying out for a walk, perhaps. And I'm talking about the world. We have to keep our vision not focused on the United States. This is a full panorama that we must take in. And the biggest assets, the biggest allies for the international globalist elite, some would say Kabbalist global elite, some would say Bolshevik global, it doesn't matter. This is the ultimate battle this time around between dark and light, good and evil. And the ultimate allies for the evil that is actually killing already millions of Americans, maybe tens of millions, ultimately maybe over 200 million. And that'll happen in the next 2-3 years. The biggest ally, who do you think all of you, I'm not talking about you and people in specific, talking about in general. Who do you think the biggest allies for the globalist elite are? Think about that. Who are they? All right, here, I'm going to give you a hint. Okay? Here's the hint. All right, those are the biggest allies for the global elite. The sheep, the sheeple, who stare at the television, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, what do you know the game, and they actually think that they understand what's happening. Those allies who line up and roll up their sleeves, those allies, pregnant mothers, who get their second shots when their child is within weeks of being born and wonder why the child is born dead, those allies who don't question anything, who run around in fear, abject fear, and you've seen it, trying to buy these do-it-yourself home rapid tests which don't work, running off to the ER or ICU or whatever they can get into and demand to be tested. They're so afraid. It's this same group of people that are making this all possible. It's the same bunch. They never change. Now listen, this is a point I'm making. Okay. You get it? They run around in flocks. They react as one. And they are absolutely making all this possible. If Americans and wherever you are around the world, in your country, have got wonderful emails from Colombia, Thailand, and all of you people. If you were somehow able to throw off the yoke of that and actually do something, we'd have a better chance, and maybe fewer people would die. That's the issue. We have been brainwashed. We have been socially engineered. We have programmed ourselves. We have been programmed since we were in elementary school. And I don't know how it is around the world, but over here, our education system is nothing more than programming people to follow orders, even if it involves their own death. Can you spell booster shots when people know damn well that the first two aren't any good and they still go back for the third and the fourth? They do. It's all about sheep and sheeple. And that's the biggest ally, and that's the fuel by which the global elite are able to pull this off. Your turn, young lady.
Oh, well, yeah, it's tragic because they're going to pay the ultimate price this time for their, you know, obstinance, ignorance. You know, that type of behavior makes them very easy to be managed like a herd.
Well, they're comfort in a herd. There's comfort there,
that's true. Yeah.
Who wants
but
to stand alone?
But they're enjoying this, you know, right, illusionary reality that's been created for them by psychopaths. So they're happy. They don't know any better.
They're happy until they end up in the hospital on remdesivir and wonder why they can't breathe anymore and can't even say goodbye to their families. That happens.
And many of them will still not make the connection that it was the result of an injection that they received.
And how many of them, as you're saying, actually, as one of their last acts, praise the bioweapon? They do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I wish I had gotten it sooner. Oh, I wish I had gotten the booster. If I had only gotten the second booster. The sheep, the controllers know the herd and how the herd thinks and how the herd reacts. How? They game it. Supercomputers with AI for over 20 years, admittedly. Understand, whatever happens, they know the reality of it. They know the results of it, plus or minus 1 or 2%, before they even employ it. It's called no contest. It's easy for them. This is being run like it's a piece of cake. I see nothing.
It's all algorithms. I mean, they've been watching, or we've made it easy for them with our internet habits and smartphones, which are really just tracking devices. So they feed it into an algorithm, and they're just tweaking it now.
And now the smartphones are going to become key to get into wherever you need to go at the store. Well, you have to have your smartphone. You have to show your vax status. That's coming here. Make no mistake about it. They won't have to put anything under your skin. It's all on your phone. They can track you anywhere on that phone. Listen to every word you say. It's all being stored, all of it. Now, we had a very brave doctor come forward. It was actually on Christmas Day. Dr. Sukrit Bhakti, and he reported on the autopsy results of 75 people who had died after being vaxxed, allegedly died of COVID. And the families of these people insisted on autopsies, and in Europe, they were able to do it. So on Christmas, in a magnificent gesture of what that day is supposed to mean, Dr. Bhakti stood forward and told the truth. And I'm going to replay this, and we'll talk during it, because it is critically important, and I think I'd like to recognize it as being perhaps the single most important video that I've seen yet. There are a few really good ones out there, and this is one of them. So anything you want to say here? Give me about a minute here, Eric. I'm going to pull something up real quick.
Yeah, so Sukrit Bhakti is, you know, renowned for speaking out about what's going on for quite some time now, a number of months. You know, furious about these atrocities that are being allowed to happen. And has made or provided, I think, incontrovertible proof of the damage that they're doing. And most recently with these autopsies that were done by a colleague of his in Germany. And they reveal the extent of immune destruction that's taking place in people who have received these injections that are being marketed as vaccines.
Okay, got it. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, I'm going to go back here and play this little short clip. And I hope I can get it to the right spot here. I think I can. Okay, yes. This is a South African doctor. We played him before, and I'm going to play him again, because this man has wrapped it up so succinctly, so perfectly, in terms of the spike protein, that you need to hear this. I'm a firm believer in repetition. And it's not the kind of repetition, well, you repeat a lie often enough and pretty soon everybody believes it. Not that kind of repetition. Kind of repetition that is the bedrock for knowledge, wisdom, factual retention, and reality. Here is Dr. Chetty talking about the spike protein, which we're going to get into a little bit more in just a moment. So here is Dr. Chetty.
It's vitally important. We need to understand what the aim is. Everyone knows that there's inconsistencies, that there's fear-mongering, that there's coercion, but we need to understand why. Why is that there? Now, the most important thing I think for us to understand is that the pathogen that was causing all the death in COVID illness. Now, I use the word COVID illness because we haven't really isolated the coronavirus that causes it. But in COVID illness, the pathogen is spike protein. And spike protein is what the vaccine is meant to make in your body. So if I had to give you my opinion as to what is happening on a global scale, and a lot of the work that I'm doing behind the scenes is in this direction, spike protein is one of the most contrived toxins or poisons that man has ever made.
Do you get that? I want you all to hear that really clearly.
What is happening on a global scale, and a lot of the work that I'm doing behind the scenes is in this direction. Spike protein is one of the most contrived toxins or poisons that man has ever made. And the aim of this toxin is to kill billions without anyone noticing it. So it's a poison with an agenda. Now, we've got an engineered virus and we've got a mandated vaccine that follow on each other. So basically what looks like has transpired here, they've engineered a virus and put on this weapons-grade package onto it called spike protein. Now, spike protein, remember...
Okay, there we go. You got it. It's right there. It's clear as day. And this video is up on the site, on the right side in the archive. You'll find it. I still, Erica, and I repeat this often, am amazed that the more I learn, primarily from your science and reading carefully and listening, that this spike protein and the package it comes in, the mRNA packet, of which every time someone's injected, they are receiving, some of you don't know this, over 500 trillion mRNA packets, including spike protein, with every injection. 500 trillion. This is astounding. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's just the genetic material to make the spike protein. And from each one of those strands of RNA or mRNA, you can generate 100 spike proteins. Now, what's there to turn it off? Well, you better hope that your body can break down that mRNA. It's a crapshoot, I think, whether it gets broken down, how quickly it gets broken down, if it gets broken down.
Do we have any evidence that the body has been able to break this down and clean it out?
Theoretically, it should. I don't think we have the, you know, hard and fast proof of that. Mm-hmm. It should, but there's other concerns where maybe it doesn't get broken down. Maybe it does get incorporated into the DNA under certain circumstances.
And that would make it permanent, correct?
Yes.
Potentially.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So that means for the rest of your life, however short or long it may be, you produce and shed and share spike protein.
Right.
The most diabolically evil thing mankind has ever created. I'll let the ladies off the hook on that one. So each time I consider this, I'm thinking always about the numbers of different ways that this mRNA packet and spike proteins can get into the body. First, it destroys the blood. Then it destroys the actual organs. But there are so many other convoluted aspects of this kill-off mechanism that are just mind-boggling to me. I think, and I'm speaking for myself, there are dozens and dozens of ways that this injection of a bioweapon can and will and is and has been killing human beings. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. I mean, just one example is I read a study earlier this week about the spike protein all by itself interferes with the activity of no less than 100 different kinases. Now, kinases are enzymes that make things happen in the body. So, I mean, the dysregulation of cellular signaling is profound. As long as you have this stuff in your tissues, in your blood, circulating, mm-hmm. everything is off. Everything's going to be, whatever it comes into contact with, it's all messed up.
And look
and
at the blood.
Depending on the system, if it's in the blood, we know that it will attack the beta chains on hemoglobin, so it destroys the oxygen-carrying capacity of your red blood cells. It will bind to porphyrin so that you cannot synthesize heme to replace the hemoglobin that's been destroyed. It docks onto the ACE2 receptor and causes aberrant signaling in that, so you may get high blood pressure. I know I'm forgetting a lot, but those are some of the worst. Yeah, go ahead.
All you have to do is look at the blood samples that we've shown videos of. They can't even extract a full little container of blood when they do a blood draw. Nurses have told us that. Nurse Ann, who will be back here Friday. They can't pull the blood out because it's clotting. It's like cranberry sauce. It's not fluid. And they take it to the lab, and the lab techs say, what the hell do you want me to do with this? I can't spin this in a centrifuge. I can't spin it and come back with any results. This blood is almost useless. And how many athletes have we seen die on the green playing fields? They fall down. They're dead. Their hearts cannot push this sludge, this cranberry sauce, through their system. And on top of that, you've got the spike protein building nonstop microclots at the capillary level and on up.
And all of the microvasculature, all the capillaries, everything's inflamed.
Autoimmune response, inflammation, inflammatory response literally throughout the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
This is incredible. That's why you heard Dr. Chetty say this is the most evil thing he has ever seen or even imagined that humankind could have created. And I don't know who created it. I know we technically have all the tools and capability to do it, but I wouldn't be surprised if we had some help with a group that may be in league with the controllers who are running this planet into the ground and trying to destroy 80% of the population or more. I just wouldn't be surprised. Erica's the scientist. She knows. We could do this. How long would it take to do something like this? So we know there was work done in Chapel Hill. We know there was work done in Toronto. We know that the work, in all likelihood, ended up in Wuhan. But what were they actually doing? Were they just getting this ready to deploy? Were they actually in the design process? I don't know. We'll never know.
this goes back to the first SARS virus, which was, engineered. And I think they've been playing with it ever since, and much more. We now can create completely chemically synthesized viruses. We don't even need, a culture.
Wow.
If we know the code or it's been sequenced, we can fabricate it.
And just incredible when you think about it. All right, I'm going to start the Bhakti video. It's not very long, but he has some really important things to say. But I think most of all, Listen to the man. He is enraged. And he's made a lot of videos, but this rage is more than real, and you'll hear it. Here we go.
I want to say, first of all, that we must not quibble about details. The facts are on the table, and the facts have been presented by Arne Burkhardt a week ago, and the facts are damning. All gene-based vaccines, independent of manufacturers, produce the same result in the vaccinees. He has looked at 15 in the last 4 days. The number has been increased to 70 individuals who died after vaccination without any connection to vaccination being established by the authorities. So these were people who died at home, at work, in the car, doing their sports, etc., etc., etc. This is very, very important. Postmortems were performed because the relatives insisted on this. And nothing was found. So the organs appeared normal. However, when Arne Burkhardt, professor of pathology, one of the most experienced professors in Germany, who is now pensioned, by the way, like me, proceeded to look at these organs over the last 6 months, he has spent day after day looking at these organs. He discovered something that was so absolutely damning and absolutely, you know, there's no question now anymore about what is going on. And the answer is in the organs of these people. In 90%, he found clear evidence for autoimmune self-attack by killer lymphocytes on the tissues. The main ones being the heart, the lung, and after that, other tissues such as liver, etc., etc., etc. And this has been now posted on the website of the Doctors for COVID Ethics and is going viral around the world because these data are so damning that you don't have to start looking for other data to know that these vaccines are killing the young and the old. And they are killing our children. And so I don't know what we're talking about. Look at these pictures. Look at these bullets that are being shot into the people who are being vaccinated, the children who are, you know, we made this video and said, we're going to say, all right, children, stand up against the wall. This is a water pistol and you're going to be shot with this water pistol and it's not going to hurt. The water may get into your eyes. They may burn. Carti, the eyes may burn, but nothing will happen and you will be protected and you will protect your parents and grandparents. All this bullshit. So the children are set up against the wall and they shoot. These damn people are shooting and they're killing our children. I can't stand it. We have a 4-year-old son and we're going to flee this damn country because we are not going to let himself be shot. Now, it is now known that autoimmune attack reactions leading to self-destruction are being triggered by these vaccines. Now, what Arne Burkhardt found was that in 90% of the deceased age 28 to 90, women and men, one to one, who were never thought to have been killed because of these vaccines, he found the same pathological findings in all of them. And this proves that the vaccine had killed them.
Okay. He said a couple of things there that we might want to just comment on quickly. He mentioned autoimmune. We're talking about inflammatory issues, which are common with people who are failing immunologically, who are being inflicted with these horrors. Anything you want to add to that before we go on?
Well, it's devastating because what's happened is when people get injected with this stuff, whether it's the lipid nanoparticles that carry the mRNA and the Pfizer Moderna, or it's the adenovirus that has a wide range of different cells that it can transfect, once those organs and tissues become transfected with this genetic material and those tissues, organs, start to produce the spike protein, the body will attack those organs and tissues because they're expressing that foreign protein. And there may come a point where the body cannot distinguish between friend and foe, so to speak, because the assault is so brutal and so widespread that it gets out of control. And in some cases, if components of the immune system are transfected with this material and begin producing spike protein, it too, or those too, will be attacked.
Okay, very good. Let's go back to the video for a few minutes. We've got some other really important things we want to present to you tonight as well. Those tests that you get sometimes, the Schwabs that they put up your nose, well, at least one person has found the Schwabs to be radioactive. And another doctor has found that the tests themselves all turn out positive with a Schwab that has never been tested on anyone. Think about those.
Now, if the vaccine had killed 90% of these people by causing self-destruction of the heart via autoimmune reactions, which were, we can't prove this, but the only common denominator was the vaccination with this damn gene-based vaccine that caused the production of this damn spike in the tissues. There's no other reason for them to have died. There is no other reason. Now, listen very carefully, all of you. 4 of these 15 were only vaccinated once, and they died. And what Anna Burkhardt found, and I tell you, Anna Burkhardt is one of the most experienced pathologists in Europe. And when he says this is so, it is so. And he has pictures that are now documented and can never be destroyed. They are there for everyone in the world to see and view. When he says that killer lymphocytes have invaded the hearts and the lungs and sometimes other organs of these people, the question arises, why the hell do killer lymphocytes invade the organs? And the only answer is that these organs are producing the targets that are seen by these killer lymphocytes. And that target is the viral protein.
Okay. Let's talk about that again and just go over it very simply for people. How is it that the killer lymphocytes in your body, in one's body, goes after the heart, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, the brain, and attacks those vital organs? How does that happen? He just said it, but let's go over that one more time, just real simply.
Okay, so when you take this injection, whether it's mRNA and the lipid nanoparticles or the DNA and the adenovirus, these go in, they go throughout your body rather indiscriminately. They told us initially, and I knew this wasn't true, that it would stay at the site of the injection and your immune cells would react right. only at the site of injection. Instead, they realized that this is, it's going systemic.
500 trillion packets of mRNA with spike go totally systemic within minutes.
Within minutes, yes. And usually with lipid nanoparticles, most of them go to the liver first, and then they go out from there. The spleen, the ovaries, and the adrenal glands seem to be the top four. But they also end up in the brain and the bone marrow and other places. So any tissue, I guess with young teenagers, especially the males, these lipid nanoparticles do tend to go to the heart rather quickly. And so wherever these lipid nanoparticles end up, or in the case of the adenovirus, that's the AZ and the J&J vector vaccines, they will cause those organs and tissues to start producing spike protein. And the cells in your immune systems, in particular the T lymphocytes that are charged with looking for cells that don't look right, cancer cells for one, or cells that are expressing foreign proteins, which is an indication they've been infected, in this case transfected, they will destroy those cells until there's no more. So it sounds like in some people that this process is ongoing. They have not been able to shut down the production of the foreign protein. The mRNA is not getting degraded. So the killer lymphocytes, also known as T cells, will continue attacking those organs indefinitely, ongoing.
Until they're destroyed in some cases.
Yes.
They don't quit. Your own body is destroying your own organs because your own organs have been now transfected and are producing the spike protein. The number one target and only real target that your immune system is supposed to see after you're injected. That's a fact.
Right.
And it goes and goes and goes. It will not stop. So for the rest of your life, in all likelihood, you're going to produce spike proteins. And you heard Dr. Bhakti in 4 of the 15, those people only got one shot. Now, I'm not trying to scare anyone out there who's been vaxxed with one shot. I don't want to do that. I want you to have the best facts and the best data so you can work to maintain your immune system. You will not live without an immune system. Everybody knows that. And this goes back to HIV/AIDS 25 years ago. HIV caused a breakdown of the immune system, AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency, right? Remember? That's what it was all about. Now they're trying to resurrect HIV and make people think that, oh, their immune system's crashing and they have AIDS because of HIV. No, it's because of the bioweapon injection. It's trickery. It's lies. It's deception. It's deceit. Same old story.
Yep. I even heard a commercial for the HIV test on television today.
Oh, come on. They're rolling them
home
out.
Test. Yep. Yep.
Do it. Throw you out there again.
Stage
and
for it.
Yeah. Do a search online, HIV home tests or HIV tests, and see. You'll see. So they're going to try to make people think that their acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS, is caused by HIV. It's not. It's misdirection. So people don't think, gee whiz, maybe it was that vaccine I got, which is exactly what did it. Very enraging. Okay, we're going to switch gears here a little bit. There is a video under, look under guests, and you'll see under Jeff and Erica, there's a video, and it says radioactivity found in a swab. Schwab, we call him around here, in honor of the World Economic Forum guru, Klaus Schwab. So we named the Schwab after him. So this video will show you in 60 seconds. This particular person is showing, I think it's a German video, of someone who has a Geiger counter and is measuring the output of whatever, and in this case, it's the output of a Schwab. How can one of those things be radioactive? Well, first of all, they're not cotton. What are they like, Erica? They're not cotton anymore. They've changed them.
No, they're rather harsh, some kind of bristle-like thing. You know, because they want to, you know, harvest as much, I guess, material for the sample.
They not
and
only want to harvest...
leave something behind.
They want to, yes, they're going to leave things behind. They want to abrade the mucous membrane so they can leave things behind and it will enter the body. And we don't know what those things are. But they're not going to miss a chance, and that would be a perfect chance, to inoculate people without them even suspecting it, which is what I think they're doing. And you get tested every week and the inoculation begins to build up its potential in your body with whatever they're putting in your body. We know there's ethylene oxide in the end of those things, or at least there used to be in the cotton version. These things look like they're more plastic. They're bizarre. You can find pictures of them online. And they're only in the test kits, the PCR and the rapid home test or the antigen test.
Well, I think it's concerning when a medical professional sampled, what, four? Two rapid tests and two PCRs?
Two PCRs, swabs? Two rapid tests. The Schwabs,
and
four Schwabs.
They were
yep.
positive before they even contained any sample. So either the tests are rigged
them?
Or there's something on yeah. them that yep. is going to be put into somebody's nose and possibly left behind. What is it?
Or there's something in those Schwabs that when they're put into a culture medium or a well, it causes a positive reaction. It's not necessarily coming from the person who was just Schwabbed.
Exactly.
So, look, the game is rigged. The sheep don't know it, and we're here to try to help. And I know many of you out there have tried to help friends and family and loved ones, companions, peers, and you get nothing but grief. And all I can suggest is you got to stop. If someone wants to know, they'll let you know real quick if you say something that's provocative. If they don't want to know, then you have to decide, is your relationship worth keeping quiet? Just stop. It's a very difficult social milieu to maneuver your way through. It's terrible, really. All right,
I agree.
So we've got this footage of a Schwab that is radioactive. Now, I have a Geiger counter, and I took out about five or six $20 bills, and I checked the Geiger counter against them. And the normal background radiation where the studios are here is about 26 to 30 counts per minute on the Geiger counter. Tick, 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 tick. When I put it over the money, it ran up to as high as 54 counts per minute. It doubled. So there is radioactivity or some kind of radionuclide issue with the money. Is it just being handed from person to person? People have something on their hands? I don't know. But there is radioactivity out there. And someone wrote an email, what was that, 6 months ago? I've forgotten.
May.
Wasn't that? May, okay. And this individual describes how he went to a test center, a so-called COVID test center in the UK, and when he was near the test center, I mean yards away, he began to have a reaction, a physical reaction.
Was it a test center or a vaccination center?
A vac center for sure, and I don't remember. Correct. Here, let me see. A Geiger counter should be used to measure the disintegrations per second, or counts per minute, coming from a vaxxed person. Now, aiding this damage caused by radioactive elements in the COVID-19 vax to living tissue is the generation of synthetic spike proteins that gradually accelerate cytokine storms, leading to autoimmune diseases and collapse of organs, killing recipients of the COVID-19 vaccine within 2 to 3 years. The COVID-19 vaxxed human body turns radioactive, emitting ionizing alpha and beta radiations to the atmosphere that, with the transmission of synthetic spike proteins, catches hold of unvaxxed people and harms them, leading to the death of the vaxxed as well as the unvaxxed populations. So this gentleman says going near an injection site, a vaccine center, I don't believe test center is accurate. I think you're right. Thank you for that. And then he drove to another one. He said, today I deliberately drove past that same one in a taxi and observed the same adverse bodily symptoms in my body, I felt, with heightened intensity in close proximity of, say, 15 meters from the vaccination center. I was in a bad condition and quietly told the cab driver, who noticed I was sick, to drive to another COVID-19 vaccination center a good 15 kilometers away from my locality. There, too, I observed the same set of adverse effects on my body and in my body. So there it is. What is it about this obviously very sensitive person that is picking up radioactive style discomfort by being near a vax center? This is very strange, but I tested the money and there's definitely radioactivity coming off the money. I'm not saying it'll be coming off the money in your wallet or your purse, but it sure did what was in mine. So we've got issues here. And now we have a swab that's radioactive. Go ahead.
Right. No, I suspect with the money, it's probably in the ink used to print the money.
That could be intentional. You bet.
Right, right.
So they've added some radiation to the ink. I can't think of anything else. And then we have the video that you look under Jeff and Erica there. Look at the video, and you'll see the Schwab kicking off a Geiger counter. So what are they doing? Erica early on said, many of the obvious effects that people were complaining about appeared to mirror those of radiation poisoning, ionizing radiation damage. That was you said that 6 or 8 months ago.
Yes, and others have noticed that too, and there's been additional research, I think, since then. And it's now looking like this constellation of disease symptoms is really a process of horrendous generation of free radicals, oxidative stress, on a level that's comparable to gamma radiation, so that the damage that's being done to cells, organs, and tissues looks almost identical, if not totally identical, to what would happen if you were actually exposed to ionizing radiation. You know, and the reason for that is probably the dysregulation in iron. There's multiple pathways where this spike protein dysregulates the regulation of iron or management of iron in the body, the way it's carried, the way it's used, where it ends up. Is that in and of itself enough to mirror something like gamma radiation? I don't know, but the autopsies that they were doing initially in Italy when this thing first was announced, they thought these people had died of radiation poisoning. The oxidative stress or the oxidative damage was that bad. Now, I think it's going to get worse with, you know, the electromagnetic frequencies that are increasing all the time, because when people have a lot of iron in them, particularly these super paramagnetic nanoparticles of iron, these things move around and they generate heat. So, you know, you can be cooking your tissues or cooking yourself from the inside out if you've got enough iron or these supermagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles in you when you're in these fields.
Okay. Now, our last topic is what's running loose out there that is making people deathly sick? This is not like we saw over a year and a half ago with the early stage of COVID, which was 99.997% survivable. People had it. They said it was like a cold. There are people out there right now, maybe some listening, who have been hit with something very hard. And I don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. What are your thoughts on that right now, Erica?
Hard to know. It seems like, I don't want to point fingers, but it does seem like it's coming from the vaxxed. All, you know, 2/3 of the population now has had these things. They're immune suppressed. A lot of them are sick. But there's no doubt that unvaxxed people are getting sick as well. if you go to a hospital or urgent care center, they're going to tell you you have the Omicron variant. I don't know. What's the Omicron variant? They say that there's such a thing. They've clearly defined it and characterized it, and there's a set of symptoms that go along with it. But who do we believe?
Well, Maybe it's just a flu. The sheep bought it, lock, stock, and barrel. They bought the Delta variant. Tell us how many variants there are in the spike protein, for example.
Well, okay, there's variants and then there's mutations. So right now we're on the Omicron variant. We have the Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta. Now we have Omicron.
Mm-hmm.
So in this one, it's very suspicious, if we can believe any of this. This is what they're telling us, that there are 60 mutations in this version of the original virus. 30 of those are in the spike protein alone. And that just, you know, suggests that it did not evolve naturally. You wouldn't see that many mutations. And plus, there's 3 small deletions and 1 small insertion. So do we believe that it really came out of somebody that was immune suppressed in South Africa, as they're telling us, and then now has spread around the world within the course of a month? Or is there something in the current injections, boosters, flu shots, that's now been seeded in the population, and that's what's going around?
And not necessarily via injection either. They could have been seeded in the population any number of ways.
Sure.
But these people are sick. No doubt.
We don't know what's in any of these injections right now. None.
We did find, actually, it was Erica who pointed it out, a new protein, actually larger than the spike protein, has been found in the Pfizer kill shot. We don't know what
it is.
Well,
in the recipe, the printed, written, documented recipe, now, nobody's actually reverse-engineered, to my knowledge, the actual vials. I mean, we can look at it under a microscope and that sort of thing, but nobody's actually, to my knowledge, deciphered, you know, the mRNA that's in it to anybody's satisfaction so that we can accurately identify what it's coding for. Is it coding for spike protein? Is it coding for something else? And now, if we believe the recipe that Pfizer has made public, there's another protein in there that's as big, actually a little bit bigger than the spike protein. So what sort of biological activity does that protein have?
Well, Alexander Borla isn't telling us. All he's saying is you need a third shot to be sure you've got the Omicron variant nailed. Get another shot, says Mr. Borla. Get another shot.
Even though they've said clearly that the antibodies that were generated from these original vaccines are insufficient. They will not neutralize whatever this Omicron variant is. It's useless. So you're going to give yourself a booster for, a strain of virus that's obsolete? That's like getting a flu shot for last year's virus.
And we don't trust the flu shot and would like to reiterate that
no.
We urge you to avoid the flu vax at all costs. Do not get it. We don't trust anything anymore. Anything that comes through a needle should be avoided at this point in time.
And there's always the possibility that, what we could be looking at here with whatever it is that's going around, it may be 2 things at the same time. It may be influenza and coronavirus or Omicron. It may be adenovirus and flu. It may be, any number of combinations of respiratory things or something totally new.
So you'd call it a twin?
A twinfection.
Twinfection. Keep that in mind, too. So we've got variants, we've got mutations, we've got new proteins, one showing up. We don't know what's in these vaccines. We do know they're changing the formula. They're experimenting on people. We do know the overall goal of this is quite obvious. It is not to make people healthier, happier, and live longer lives at all. That's for sure. All right, everybody.
Yep.
Thanks for being here. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. Okay.
And good night.
Yeah. And good night, everyone, as well. We'll be back, the two of us here Friday for another hour with Nurse Ann, so don't miss that. And the program will be, of course, right here tomorrow night with yours truly. Talk to you in 21 hours. Take care.